Blog Talk Radio.
Don't.
Hello, hello, hello. It is the first Sunday of the month, April 1st, Easter Sunday. I am your host, sanctified and set apart with a shot of the Holy Ghost. I am Pastor D. Townsend, and welcome to the Jubilee Affair, brought to you by the HubNet Online Network. This is God's show for God's people. As always, I am joined by the good brother, Hakim Nuba.
Hello, sir. Happy Easter to you.
Thank you, Doctor. Happy Easter to you, too. Blessings
you
to you,
much.
Like always.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's always good to hear your voice, Doctor.
Same here.
Thank you, brother. To you, my family and friends, if you are in need of prayer, you can contact us through the Jubilee Affair Facebook page. You can tweet the HubNet Online Network. But the quickest way is to call the show. 646-787-1798. I accept any and all calls, requests. If you want to come in and just talk about the joy of the Lord, this is your time. When we direct you to call, you can call in. And if you just want to just share a testimony, it's your time. That's what it's set up for. And God bless you. If you have something that you want to talk about, you know, let's talk. That's what I'm here for. Amen. I always like to open up our show and broadcast with prayer. Amen. So let us bow our heads. Eternal Father, we thank you for this day, for this Sunday, for this Easter Sunday. Lord, I have so much to be grateful for. My family, my friends, my loved ones, the church, this show. I'm just overwhelmed with emotion. You've been so good to me. Father, I ask that you would bless this network. Take us higher and higher. Let your blessings shower down upon us. We are here to do your work. Have your way. I ask that you would bless Brother Hakim. Continue to strengthen his body. Touch his mind, Father. Bless him in a way that he's never been blessed before. You know his wants and his desires. I ask you, Father God, that you would make it so. Bless his comings and his goings. Let everything that he touch turn to pure gold. I also, Father, bless and ask that you will bless Michelle, our leader. Touch her, Father. Continue to give her the insight and the knowledge to run this network. I ask that you will continue, Father God, to bless her family. And keep them, Father. And whatever she does, Father, be with her and grant her peace. Now, Father God, I ask that you will continue to touch this perfect world that you made. We know, Father God, that sin is running rampant. It seems like the devil is winning, Father God, but we know that as long as we hold on to your unchanging hand, then not some things, but all things will work together for our good because we love you. Now, Father God, I ask that you will bless all those that call upon your name, blessing to everybody that believes in you as Lord and Savior. Father, you know, I am so bold that I would give up all of my blessings that I would ever have in this life to anybody who needs them. And I'm not just talking about the saints. I'm talking about the sinners as well. Because, Father God, to know you is to be blessed. Because I know you, I don't need another blessing. In fact, your blessings are for somebody else. So I give up all my blessings to those who know the truth, and Father God, to those who don't know the truth, and to those who don't know the truth, my blessing to them is I pray that they learn who you are. In fact, Father God, the blessing that I place on them, let them know that it comes from you without a shadow of a doubt. I just thank you. Because I know I don't have to worry about anything. If you told me, Father God, to give up my life for a stranger, I would do it. Because I know where my soul would go. I love you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. I am excited, I'm happy, and I'm full of joy. And I really sincerely hope that you are too. Here at the Jubilee Affair, it is our job to release the captives, to teach God's word, to stand on his promises, and to be a shoulder to those who need somebody to lean on. I take those words very serious. To lean on somebody, that means you need some help. And as Christians, it is our duty to help anybody who is in need. You can't be selective with your help. That was for somebody. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The word for the week is glory. Find scriptures that support this word and how it pertains to your life in your Christian walk. But above all else, call in next week and let's discuss your findings. But throughout your week, live by the scriptures that you find that support this word. I always say that out of all the words that I've given out, if you have lived and if you found scripture and you live by those scriptures, I know that God is blessing you tremendously. Hide them in your heart and watch what God will do on your behalf. I want to take out a time just for a minute, and I want to offer a prayer to those who have lost loved ones during this season. Or if you have lost a loved one and you're still suffering and you're grieving, I want you all to know that I love you. I want you all to know that I'm here for you. I want you all to know that we are all family. We have to support one another. We have to wipe the tears from each other's eyes. By doing so, we are doing God's work. Father God, I thank you for giving me insight, Father, for allowing me the opportunity to pray for those who are hurting, those who are alone, and those who feel like nobody cares. But first, Father God, I pray for those who have lost a loved one. I ask you, Father God, that you will touch in a mighty way, that you will bless in a mighty way. Father God, it is hard to put a smile on your face when you're crying behind those eyes, when your soul is crying because of the pain of loss, but you put on a smile because you feel that you can't release how you really feel. And so you hide it. I pray for you. I pray for those who are in mourning. I ask God to bless you and comfort you and keep you in all that you do. And if you ever need anything and anybody, we are here for you. I thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Brother Hakim, you know, I want to touch on something on this time for our testimony. I want to touch on something that's quite dear to all of us, and that's belief in Lord Jesus. You know, as I look over the Bible, Doctor, I have 66 books to read, to refer to. People always ask, what's the meaning of life and what are we to do with our lives? And everything that you want to know about your life is there in the Bible. The Bible, if you're looking at it from a intelligent, worldly observation, you will find that the Bible does not make sense. The timing is off. According to the way that scientists have described our Earth, and according to this Bible, something just don't fit. Something is off. You can't tell me that the Earth is over a couple million years old and the Bible expands thousands of years. In fact, that if you look at this Bible, you will say, how in the world can this be? But let me explain something to you about this word. If you are a believer in the Bible, if you are a believer in Jesus Christ, if you are a believer in the great Jehovah, you will find that it takes a certain type of faith to be able to align yourself with the Bible. And this is not just a faith, just a normal type of faith. This faith is a supernatural faith. A supernatural faith that opens you up to a supernatural being. Everything that God did was supernatural. And everything that we celebrate about Jesus Christ was supernatural. That means everything that is written in this word is based off of a supernatural faith. If you love this word, if you are a reader, if you are a bearer of this word, then that means that you move off of supernatural faith. Why do you think that Jesus said that if a mountain stands in your way, That if something is in your way and is stopping you from doing your daily activities, that it is your job to tell that mountain to move out the way, and it has to move, and you can move on with your day. How do you believe and think that David killed Goliath, a 9 feet 9 inch tall giant, with 3 stones and a slingshot? How do you think that Jesus walked on water or commanded a sea to calm down and it calmed down? All by supernatural faith. I'm here to let somebody know today that you can sit back and decipher the Bible and speak about how the Bible don't make sense and how the Bible is not that and how the Bible was written by this person and blah, 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 blah. But the Bible has to be understood with a supernatural faith. Cannot just pick up this Bible and think you're going to read something and you're going to get an understanding. You have to have faith. You got to have some supernatural faith if you want to read this word and understand it and apply it to your life. I urge you to stop looking with your eyes, your physical eyes. They will deceive you. Stop listening to what everybody has to say. They'll deceive you. But I urge you to listen and let him direct you. Let him tell you where you need to go, what you need to do, and how you ought to study this word. If you do that, you will get a firm understanding of what God really wants for your life. See, that was for somebody. Don't listen to this world. This world can't do nothing for you. But serve God, who can do everything for you. Brother Akim, that's why I love God so much. He opens up so many doors for us. All we have to do is just listen and be obedient. As we go into our word for today, the word, the scripture is coming out of the gospel according to Mark chapter 16, beginning at verse 2, and it reads, well, let me go back to verse 1. It says, when the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, brought spices so that they may anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after the sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, who will roll the stone away for the entrance to the tomb? But when they looked, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. And as they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe, sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. Don't be alarmed, he said. You are looking for Jesus, the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go and tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you. May God continue to bless the reading of his holy word. For my subject, why do we sing? Why do we sing? Why do we attend church? Why do we give our honor and praise to God through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? We sing because this is a time that we celebrate the risen Savior. In fact, we celebrate the complete fact that he rose from the dead. We also celebrate the fact that he defeated the sting of death so that we will not have to. I am also reminded that throughout everything that happened in Jesus' ministry, that this was a time that he showed up and he showed out. Jesus was beaten. He was hurt. He was spat on, eventually crucified, and died so that we may have life and have life more abundantly. But going back to the scriptures, all of his disciples, including his mother, was distraught. And they were hurt at what had just taken place. Their teacher, master, and rabbi was killed for crimes that he did not commit. A known felon was released, and he took the place of this felon. There was no justice for him. Sounds quite familiar in the black community, don't it? I can imagine that his mother was sitting there thinking about what they did to her son, wanting and wishing to do great bodily harm to all those in Jesus' death. But at that moment that her anger got so hot within her, a piece of clarity hit her mind, it hit her spirit, and it reminded her that Jesus came into this world, and the reason why he came into this world was to give his life so that we could live. You see, my friends, we as people, we all deserve death and damnation. Our souls are dirty and nasty. And it took a redeeming power of Jesus to set us free, to wash us clean, and to wipe us clean as snow. The reason why I sing, it is because I was facing death. And when I was in the lion's den, when I had my head in a lion's mouth, Jesus came and tamed that savage beast. He came and pulled me out of destruction. He pulled me away from anything that would cause me not to see him as my Lord and Savior. And in the midst of saving my body and my soul, he did not say, "See, I told you so." He said to me, "Stand up, walk, and tell them, walk for me. Talk for me. Live for me. Breathe for me. Allow them to see me." And after it's all over, on that great day, you will die in me, but be raised in me. When I sing, I think about the children. The reason why I sing, I think about the elderly. I think about people my age. I think about the love that Jesus left for us. The reason why I sing is because Jesus opened up a door that no man could open. The reason why I sing is because I know that regardless to what goes on, that I am blessed and I am highly favored. The reason why I sing is because when I get up in the morning, I got new grace and new mercies to work throughout my life, to work throughout my day. I wake up with a new reason to celebrate. The reason why I sing is because I know that Jesus, when he gave up his life, that he thought about Dante. The reason why I sing is because I know that without shadow of doubt, that my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ looks upon me and he smiles down. The reason why I sing is because every day the Lord Jesus blesses my life. Every day when I find myself in turmoil. Every day when old Arthur may come at me and may make my knees hurt. Every day when I find my neck may be stiff and I don't know what's going on with my body. Every day I wake up that I'm healed in the name of Jesus. And all I have to say is, Jesus, heal my body. Jesus, take care of my day. Jesus, hold me up. Jesus, fix it. Jesus, be my path. Jesus, be my light. Jesus, be my fire. Jesus, be my tongue. The reason why I sing, it's because when Jesus took that beating, when Jesus got up on that cross, Jesus could have sent down angels to destroy everything. But he was a humble man, even up until death. And Jesus is. He's my mentor. He's my Lord and my Savior. And I want to be just like Jesus. The reason why I sing is because he blesses the church. The reason why I sing is because everything that he did was a blessing unto the people. I want you to understand that Jesus, Brother Akim, I just love him so much. I love him so much for what he did for us. The reason why we sing is because Jesus is my Alpha and my Omega, my beginning and my end. Jesus is my cover in the midst of a storm, my shelter in the midst of a hot day. And he brings me cool air to my spirit when I find myself sweating, when I find myself out in the desert. He covers me, he shelters me, and he allows me to rest within his arms. When I am weary, he loves on me. He keeps me from all hurt, harm, and danger. And when I say that I'm not going back, when I say that I'm done, when I say no more, when I say, Lord, my soul is troubled, and please let me die. He says, I didn't give up my life so that you could give up on yours. But what say you, church? Why do you sing? Why do you open your mouth to praise the Lord? What has Jesus done for you? If he hasn't done anything else outside of what he has already done, he has done enough. Jesus was and is the ultimate sacrifice, the Holy Lamb, my Lord, my Savior, my Redeemer, my all in all, my water when the river runs dry, my bread in the midst of a famine, my peace in the midst of chaos, and my best friend, who is never too busy. I salute you, my king, for what you did. You did the unthinkable. You brought a multitude into the fullness thereof. You showed them how to love. You showed them that there is a better way, and you showed them how to do it. And that's by loving one another, by going above and beyond for your fellow man. You said, greater works will we do on this earth than what you have done. I thank you, Father. I thank you for the works that you put in my life. I'm here to save somebody's soul. I'm here to let the captives free. There's somebody that's been walking around in darkness your whole entire life, but it's time that you be set free. There's somebody here who loves to dibble and dabble in the occult, but it's time that you be set free. It's somebody here who has a potty mouth, and they don't know that their mouth is going to end them, take them down to the pit of hell, but it's time that you be set free. There's somebody here who loves to take from others. There's somebody here who loves to steal, but it's time that you be set free. There's somebody here who don't know which way to go, and they're ready to end their life. It's time that the word of God set you free. There's somebody here. You've been tormented by spirits. You feel like as if your life means nothing. The devil just been running rampant. Satan knows that his mission is at the end, and it's time that you be set free. And believe me, I know that this is First Sunday, and that this is all Communion Sunday. So let's talk about the blood for just for a minute. What does the blood of Jesus do for you? Well, there's a song that I love. It says that it reaches to the highest mountain, and that it flows through the lowest of the valley. That blood, it gives me strength from day until day, and it will never, ever lose its power. I'm here to let you know right now that when you partake of that blessed body and blood, that you sat there and said that you agreed that you will take a beating with Jesus, that you will die with Jesus, and on that great day that you will rise with Jesus, all power in your hands. I'm here to let you know right now that if you believe that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, then you should stand up and shout. You should stand up and sing, that you should not allow Satan to stop you from telling somebody about Jesus' good works, that it is all about Jesus and it is not about you. It is not about you. It is not about what you go through. It is not about what you deal with. It is all about what Jesus has done for your life. And I tell you that if you believe in Jesus, then I know that he has brought you through some stuff. And if you are going through some stuff, I urge you right now to align yourself with the Master. And if you align yourself with the Master, he will see you through. I'm not saying that it's going to happen overnight, but I'm here to let you know that if you give your life over, if you give your life over to the crucified King, he will see you through it. He will bless you. He will protect you, and he will uplift you. Why do we sing? We sing because we are happy. A Christian should have a piece of happiness, a piece of joy. We should all walk in love, loving one another, finding reasons to love somebody, opening up your heart. That's a big one. Some of us Christians are carrying a lot of baggage. It's time that you be set free. Let that baggage go. Give it all over to God. God desires to take your baggage. Matter of fact, when Jesus, when he died on that cross, he died with all your baggage, all your sin, all your filth, all your dirt, all your love, I mean all your hate, all the jealousy, all the envy, anything that would cause you to be separated from God was bore on his shoulders. And when he died, it died with him. And when he got up on that third day, he got up with all love and power in his arms and in his hands. And he gave it unto us. My friends, my family, I love you. But I love you enough just to tell you it's time to be set free. All that Jesus did was to set us free. You want to know why? I sing, you sing, we sing. The church sings because we are free. And whom the Son sets free is free indeed. I'm here to let you know. You want to talk about Easter? That's what it's about for me, being set free. That's what I celebrate. The fact that his death set me free. And when he rose up, he became my mediator, my Lord and my Savior. He took the keys from Satan and said, my people do not belong down here. And let me tell you, Satan is already defeated. All you got to do is call on Jesus. Call on Jesus, and you will sing. You will sing praises unto God for his Son. You will sing, and you will teach somebody else to sing. Music is the one thing that connects heaven and earth. When we get up there, y'all, it's going to be a Holy Ghost party. Well, I want to start the Holy Ghost party down here. Why do you sing? Is the question. Has Jesus did something in your life that will cause you to sing praises? Before I go over, because I keep going, I'm going to stop right there. Just time, I'm going to stop. Because I want some feedback on this Sunday. What has Jesus done for you? And why do you sing? May God bless you. And may God keep you. Brother Akim, do we have anybody on the phone?
Yes, we do. We have a few people on. If anyone wants to take this opportunity to get your voice heard, please press the number one on your keypad, and we'll be happy to talk to you.
Amen.
Okay, we have our first.
Amen. Welcome to the Jubilee Affair.
Nigga Maurice.
How you doing, Doctor?
All right.
Good. It's good to hear your voice, man. How's your family doing?
Good.
Good. We've been definitely praying for you, Doctor. We've been definitely praying for you. You got a word for us today?
Mm. you said a word.
Yeah, what you got for us, Doctor? I know God done put something heavy on you. You one of them deep thinkers, so I know God got something for you. God got something to bless us with.
I say because I'm happy.
Amen.
I'm glad
Amen.
That the Lord rose on the third day.
Yes, sir.
He got up for you and me.
Yes, sir. Mm. Yes, sir. That's something to celebrate, Doctor.
It's a good day.
Yes, sir.
The Lord laid down his life.
Amen. Amen. Yes, indeed, Doctor. Yes, indeed. He laid down his life for you and for me and for many. The blessing that I find in that brother Deacon is that he even laid his life down for those who do not even love him. How awesome is that? What man do you know would lay his life down for his enemies?
No one.
Mm. It's a true blessing. True blessing. Amen. You're more than welcome to stay on with us, Doctor, if you so choose to want to. Amen.
Okay.
Brother Akim, do we have anybody else who may want to...
No, not
speak.
At this time.
Not at this time,
Mahler. Yeah, we have a few people who are just listening in and enjoying the word. Again, folks, if you want to get in and have your voice heard, please press number one. We can get you right in.
Amen.
Lines are wide open.
Amen. This is your time. I want to discuss this, amen, because this is why we sing, amen. This is our New Year's Day celebration, amen. This is our new day. Let's discuss it. Amen. Well, I'm here to let you know that we have somebody, amen.
No, not yet. Someone blinked in and blinked right out. Please call back if you hung up by mistake. Please call right back if you're listening online and calling at the same time. We'll be happy to hear from you.
Amen. Amen. This is your time. And I'm just excited. When you think about
someone,
welcome to the Jubilee Affair.
Hi, I'm calling in to intervene and do intercessory prayer for my pastor.
Amen. Amen. You say you're calling in to, I'm sorry, I didn't really hear. You say you're calling in for.
Yes, I'm calling in to do intercessory prayer for my pastor. She lost her brother and nephew all in the same week, and so I was calling just to pray in for her family and herself and to continue to lift her family.
Amen. Amen. Father God, we just come to you right now on behalf of this pastor, Father, who preaches your word. We ask that you will bless her. Bless him or her, Father, that you will hold them up, Father, that you will allow them to comfort them first, Father God. Comfort their spirits, comfort their mind, comfort their body. And Father God, as we are going through this transition of life, Father God, we don't understand why we die and why the loss, Father God, and why we have to lose the people that we love. But we know, Father God, that if they believed in you, that they're in a place, Father God, of perfect peace, and their spirits are resting within you, Father God. So that alone is where we can rest and be assured, Father God. It doesn't stop the feeling and the loss, Father God. But we just thank you right now for this pastor. We ask that you will hold her up, Father God, that you will bless her, that you will keep her, and that, Father God, whatever she touches, Father God, like us all, let it just be like pure gold, Father. We also ask right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you would touch her ministry, Father God, that you would bless her ministry, that you would take it higher and higher, Father God, that wherever she goes, that she sing praises unto you, that she blesses the people, Father God, that whatever goes on in her life, Father God, let her know that you are her anchor, that you are her covering, Father God, and that you will sustain her through everything. Because you're just that type of God. And we don't expect nothing less from you, Father. I love you, Father. And on behalf of this pastor, I stand in a gap for her.
Amen.
Bless her and keep her. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I think that one profound thing that I enjoyed the sermon tonight, but I think the one profound thing that I heard you say just a few moments ago is that you said this is a new year. And I never thought of the resurrection of Christ as a new year, but it is a new year for us each and every year as we celebrate his resurrection and our ability to have life everlasting. And so I appreciate that new perspective on the resurrection, and it will be with me forever.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, and thank you so much. And it is the truth. Bye-bye. It is the truth. This is our new year, our new year celebration. It is. And we should celebrate it. We should be overwhelmed. We should be just full of emotion.
Truth. This is our new year, our new year celebration.
Amen, because he didn't have to do it.
It is. And we should celebrate it. We should be overwhelmed. We should be just full of...
Amen, Brother Hakim. Do we have anybody else who would have a word for us? Amen. If you desire to give a word,
no.
Now is your time.
Yeah, we don't have anyone at this time. We have a few people who are still on with us. If you want to have your voice heard, please press the number one. We'll be happy to get you in.
Amen. And while we're waiting, Doctor, I want to touch on something else right now. I know you good brothers have some good food today, right?
Well... I tried, man. I tried.
I understand, Doctor. I'm gonna tell you, I don't eat that much pork, right, except for I dab on some bacon. But I had some of the best ham today that I've ever had in my life, Doctor. And I just fell in love with that ham. I said, Lord Jesus, forgive me.
That's a good ham.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. The whole meal was just fabulous. And my wife's family, they always bless us. They always show up, and they just always look out for us. And I'm just blessed to have each of them in our lives. And, it's a true blessing.
Today was a work day, so I didn't get a chance to do any dining. I'm actually going to do it after the show, having a late dinner, me and my little guy, and we're going to enjoy some movies until we pass out.
Amen. Amen.
My work day is done.
That's right, Doctor. That's right. That's right. Yes, sir. You bless us. You bless us all, Doctor. You do and go above and beyond. And for that, we are all grateful for you.
Thank you very much, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we have just about 5 minutes left within our show. And if you have a word, if you want to bless the people, if you want to share in this New Year's celebration, now is your time to offer up a word unto us. As I blessed you with the word, come and bless me with the word, amen. Because I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Is there one?
No, I think that's about it.
Amen. All right. Well, I want you all to remember that God loves you, and so do I. I love you with the love of Jesus. I want you all to know it is a pleasure and a blessing to be amongst you. Remember, it is all about Jesus. Everything that we go through in life is all about Jesus. Focus on him, and you'll never go wrong. On behalf of the good brother Hakim Nuba, Deacon Maurice, and myself, Pastor D. Townsend, this is the Jubilee Affair. We are signing off. God bless you.
Bless you.
Some days you're weary, and you can't see your way.
Some nights are lonely,
with no one to say. You can make it.
It's only a test.
You can take it.
And don't you think?
So wipe the tears from your eyes.
Here's
the reason why.
Yes, you can.